Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Shokum. The entire crew joins me tonight, and we are going to do some IndyCar trivia. I don't know what's coming. The only one who does is Hickey, who's going to lead everything. I think he's going to start by explaining the rules, and then it will probably be the Lighting versus Frenchie show. Shoshannon and I will just sit here and hang out and bullshit. Sorry, I had to.
No, it's facts. It's fine.
No, yeah, go ahead and speak on Shana's behalf because, you know, what if she just wipes the floor with all of us?
Got to make sure to stay in our lane.
What if? All right.
Really? We can't go one episode without y'all telling me to stay in my lane. Not one.
I didn't tell you. We're going to stay in our lane tonight.
Okay, fair.
And Lighting's over there just drinking his beer. How are you doing, Lighting?
I'm on cloud nine right now. I got my Aaron Rodgers shirt on. Just, you know, there's a phrase that, depending on how tonight goes, I feel like I could echo of his from this past Sunday. But we'll see how this goes tonight first.
Now, this
Who's
is
the
PG.
Bears fan?
This is
Hickey.
PG here. Come
Hickey,
on.
You're a Bears fan?
I am. And I have a theory, just to do like a 10-second tangent. I bet you anything that Aaron Rodgers would be a better owner than Virginia McCaskey. That's all I'm going to say. Just going to leave it at that. Am I wrong? No. All right, trivia night. Thanks to the crew for joining. We would love for you guys to play along because how it's going to work is we're not doing any sort of buzzer system tonight. I'm going to read a question out. These guys are going to text me in 10 to 15-ish seconds, hopefully, if they're not stuck. Shannon's making a face, so that's great. And I'm going to input it here in the scoring system, and you get 1 point for right answer, 0 points for wrong answer. Whoever has the most points wins. But during that time, would love for you guys to think it over and figure out if you can get a question right and see how many you get right. And feel free to tweet it to us at Pit Lane Parlay. Everybody ready?
Got your
phones out? You guys good?
I'm ready.
You guys looking good? No, no Googling. The only person I'm concerned about is host in that area. So I'm just going to keep a close
that.
Eye on you.
Vote of confidence.
I did. Where were you? You were Googling something.
Yeah,
was it the 100%. Road to Indy?
I was like, don't ask me these things I don't know. I'm for sure going to Google these answers.
Yes. It wasn't subtle.
It wasn't
I'll say
meant
that.
To be.
Also, shout out to host Mike for Venmoing me for my beer I'm drinking tonight. I really appreciate that. Oh, I thought you were going
oh,
to.
No. No.
Just so you guys know, LinkedIn rated me as highly proficient in keyboarding, so my answers will all be on time today.
You're texting.
What, you're
it's
good at texting?
Same keyboard. You just got to know where the letters are at.
I pictured you like playing the synth.
Except you're using
when
your...
you said like keyboarding.
Well, I think we're officially ready. All right. The first category is miscellaneous. Question one, round one. How old is host Mike Jokum the Fifth? Let's see those answers. Shannon, you're fast.
Only because this has been a ongoing conversation about how old I am.
It's funny because I.
Of course,
it's funny because
is the slowest.
Do I even need to type this one in? Like, do I get a point for knowing how old
yes.
I am?
Yes.
I
are
hope
you.
Your answer is
thinking
wrong.
About it, David. What
well,
are you doing?
No, I already texted in, but okay. I don't actually.
What is the correct answer? 34.
You don't even know the correct answer to your own trivia question.
It was I have it on my score sheet that it's 75. You guys said 34, 34, 35, and 34.
Who got it wrong?
Lighting. No, that wasn't an actual trivia. That wasn't an actual question. I was just making sure everybody's buzzers were working okay. So no points for me. I just want to say Lighting did get that wrong. And I guess you all got it wrong because the answer was 75. But that's neither here nor there.
I was just going to say, I didn't think Mike was actually 35 because I've never thought Mike was 35. But just with all the comments about how old Mike is, I was like, well, he must be older than I think he is because clearly. Well, yeah, and I was still closest without going over.
I was on it. You don't get to win this one. I was on it.
All right,
and I was
yes.
First.
Shannon was the first one to answer. I feel like there should be some
Please
sort
give
of
me bonus
points.
Points.
For
I'm
going to
need them.
All right, actual trivia starts now with category of 2021. Five questions in a round. Good luck, everybody. Three drivers who had never started an IndyCar race before that only made one start this season.
Can I abbreviate?
Can you name... Oh, sorry. Who was the first of those three?
I'm abbreviating.
So, never started a race in IndyCar, only started once this season. Who was the first to do it?
Oh, I got that wrong.
I probably should turn my phone vibrator off so you guys don't hear that all night.
Well, okay.
I'm not confident. I know one. I don't know if he was the first.
I feel like I don't understand the question, but it's okay. I've already put in my answer. It's fine. It's fine. It's wrong, but it's fine.
So we had Shannon say Grosjean, Frenchie say Lundgaard, hosts say Ryan Norman, and lighting say Kevin Magnussen. The correct answer is Kevin Magnussen at Road America. Point to lighting, one zip on the field. Question number two. This driver ran the number one this season.
I feel like there's so much dead air, and my spelling is atrocious right now in trying to type quickly.
What?
Hang on. That's not very proficient in your so-called...
Yeah, because I had I was going to do the first name, and then I panicked because I'm worried about this whole 15-second thing.
Oh, no. I got it wrong. Like, oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
You sure did. Oh, yeah. There's a clarification, too. I take your first answer. So if you get it wrong, that is...
Mine is blatantly wrong.
That is your fault. And in all caps, I think you're shouting at me.
J.R. Hildebrand.
Oh,
yes. Did we have an issue with that, by the way? Now that we have... I might get your guys' takes on some stuff while we're going here. Did we have an issue with that, with Hildebrand running the number one?
No.
Despite not having any...
No.
No, he ran it for the team, you know, with the tribute livery that it was supposed to honor A.J. Foyt, so I feel like that gives him a pass.
And if Dixon's not going to take it, then whatever.
Dixon never takes it, punk.
Nor is Pelot.
All right, well, Lighting's two, Frenchie one. Host and Shannon are warming up. Number three, Scott McLaughlin earned one podium this season. What track was it at?
Oh, shit. That's not how you spell that. Oh.
Don't worry. That didn't give anything away.
What are you trying to spell?
Although it's arguably one of the easiest tracks to spell on the schedule.
Yeah, how do you spell that wrong?
Well, you don't look at your keyboard and you just start typing, and those aren't the letters that go in that order.
So someone didn't get marked as extremely proficient.
All right.
Somebody didn't take the quiz.
I feel like we're at a blackjack table. Everybody's a winner. Texas, Texas race one, if I'm not mistaken, is the correct answer. Texas is good enough for the win there. So three to Lighting in the lead, two Frenchie, one, and one for Host and Shannon. Next up under 2021 trivia. This driver had the fastest race lap at the Indy 500.
This year? I missed the beginning.
Oh, boy.
Yep, the category is 2021. I'm going to throw a brick through here.
Just went out on a limb with that one.
All right, answers. Host and Lighting said Pelot, Shannon Dixon, and Frenchie said VK. The correct answer was the guy who paid me to put this question in, Santino Ferrucci.
Wow.
Yes.
Ferrucci had the fastest lap.
Somehow he had the fastest lap.
He couldn't have paid you much.
Yeah. Yes. Cool $100, right?
My apparently, he doesn't cost very much.
All right. So scores are unchanged going into the last question of the round. How many top 10 finishes did Connor Daly earn this season?
I'm confident about this one.
I'm not.
I'm fairly confident too, but I don't know.
I'm zero confidence level of this answer.
All right. Lighting and Frenchie said zero. Host one and McBridge four. The correct answer is zero. Connor Daly did not get a top 10 this season. I did not. Host is mocking Shannon as we speak. So after round one, we have Lighting with four, Frenchie with three, Shannon and Host still getting into the thick of it with 1 point each.
Understand.
Next one should be fun, I think. I think
how
these
many
are all fun,
or how many
but,
categories do we have?
We will see. Six. We're one down. We're already there. Yeah, you got a 1 point lead, buddy. Keep it up. It's called Track by City. I'm giving you the city name. You're telling me what IndyCar track that this was. Or where, you know, so if I'm saying Speedway, you would say IMS.
Can that be one of the questions?
Oh, Host, you've been to like 80 million tracks. You got this.
I don't usually know what city I'm in.
How many? You probably hadn't. Oh, that's true. Except Lighting doesn't know what street he's on, so I don't know how well he's going to do it this either. First up is Sparta.
Can I just abbreviate?
Yes, that's fine. As long as I know what you're saying.
Sorry, I just broke your cardinal rule.
All right.
You just gave
I gave the same answer twice, and I didn't mean to do that.
He texted. No, if you say MIS, that's fine. So we had Lighting and Shannon say Michigan International Speedway. Host using several expletives, and Frenchie saying Kentucky.
Oh,
the correct answer is Kentucky.
Snap.
Kentucky Speedway is Sparta, Kentucky. Michigan
yes,
is in
you're
Brooklyn,
right.
If I'm
you're
not
right.
mistaken. Brooklyn, Michigan.
I was so confident.
I was very confident, too. I was very
softball,
confident.
Softball on hopefully the next three. I think the last one I got all of you, but we'll see. Joliet.
Man, Frenchie, I'm really...
Come on, you can't be surrendering points.
I don't know how
that.
I was so confident in Michigan on that.
I was
one.
So confident in that.
I've never been to either of those tracks either.
God. Correct answer is Chicagoland. Well done. Although it doesn't even does this track
exist
anymore?
But
technically,
it got
or has it been turned
and
into
a parking lot?
Is it like
yet.
A Walmart yet?
Or something.
All right. Well, good job, everybody. French and Lighting tied at 5. Next up is West Ailis.
Say that again.
Oh my God.
West.
Oh no.
West Ailis.
Can you spell
no.
it?
Am I saying that right? How do you say it?
It's a Wisconsin city, so of course it doesn't make sense, but West Ailis.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota and Wisconsin got some whack city names.
You say that.
You said Wisconsin, so I'm going with a guess on this one.
Yeah, I totally just gave points away, damn it.
No. Can I say no to mine?
Good job, Lighting. There's no way Frenchie was going to get that one.
No. Damn it.
What are you typing for, Shannon?
I know you
answer
did.
Already. Nah, too gosh. Bad. Shannon's over here cheating. Shannon said Road America, and everybody else said Milwaukee Mile. Correct answer is Milwaukee.
I did Milwaukee after that. I forgot.
I can screenshot it. Road America. No, Milwaukee Mile. She's still yelling at me, by the way. All caps on all of these. For the battle for last, host is now beating Shannon.
That's right. That's right.
I'm really upset I gave that one away.
Good job, Lighting. Next one, Madison. No, not Madison, Wisconsin.
You didn't know there was a street course that ran around Camp Randall?
Well, hopefully somebody will be winning there for a change.
I don't know this answer.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yes.
Yeah,
you
should.
You, if you...
If what?
You guys are so polite.
No, you do know it's somewhere in your brain that I know you know it.
Shannon, I know you went to a lot of races in the last couple of years, but you've been here.
I appreciate
Where have
all
I been?
Oh no.
Oh man, host
I think
TikTok,
the 15 seconds is up.
Oh stuff. No, it is not Frenchie's house is not the answer. The correct answer is Gateway.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah, see? You did know it.
You should. How do you feel? How do you feel, host?
Wait, Mike, whatever. You didn't get it right?
No.
No. He said Frenchie's house, which is, I don't know. Do you live in a Madison?
No, I don't even know if there is a Madison, Virginia.
Last but not least, I think I'll be impressed if anybody gets this one. Swanley. Uh-oh. Frenchie's got the look.
Can I phone a friend?
Oh, host. I have feelings. That man has a family.
I'm really curious to see what the answer is here.
He's not Alexander
Russell. That is my solid answer for all the things I don't know.
Best guess, French.
Yeah, let's just go for this.
Does no one know?
I guessed. I don't think it's right, but
this is going to be wrong. But I don't
it
know
is
what to
not
type.
Louisiana.
So I'm typing.
Watkins Glen is in.
I know, but I had to think of some answer to type.
No, I know, but isn't it a city called Watkins Glen? NOLA is in Avondale, I believe. I Hate You is not a correct answer. Alexander Rossi is not a correct answer. Correct answer was Brands Hatch. For anybody who knew that one, I'm proud of you. So after two rounds, Lighting at 7, Frenchie at 7, Shannon and Host at 3. Got some good rivalries coming on here. Next category, Shannon, unfortunately, you're going to need a new guess answer because it's Alexander Rossi round.
Let's do this. Is it really?
We have an Alexander Rossi round. I'm sad, dead serious. Question number one. Rossi was raised in Nevada City, which is located in this state. Still shouting.
I'm shouting the whole time. That's just going to happen.
My feels.
Okay.
Lighting, that is incorrect.
Yes.
Californication. The correct answer, which was guessed by all involved, is California. Why Nevada City is in California makes no sense to me, but whatever. Question number two. Where was Rossi's last career IndyCar win?
Well, it wasn't in Swanley.
Sure wasn't.
Why do I hear so much?
Fantastic rules, though.
Why do I hear so much mouse clicking? Who's searching?
That's me.
I don't even have a mouse.
Frenchie said Long Beach. Lighting, Host, and Shannon all said Road America. The correct answer is Road America.
Yeah.
Where he led what, like 47 out of 50 laps, like that. Yeah, I think that's like kind of one of the last.
Those are both 2019, though, right? I just messed up that Road America came later. Whoops.
I was gonna make a comment, but I don't know if there's a question about this coming up, so I'll comment after.
Yes, you don't want to give me way more points. Because now you're in the lead with 9. Also the first time that Host and Shannon got a point on Frenchie in a question. So good job.
I mean, we needed
was a Rossi round, and we're good. All right. I think I got you on this one, though. This former IndyCar driver was Rossi's teammate in F2 in 2015, which was his last year in Europe before coming to America. Who be that?
Me?
Yeah,
Will you.
Will
you say the question one more time?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people that...
Who was Rossi's teammate in F2 in 2015 that was also an IndyCar driver eventually?
I love that eventually was the game-changing word in that phrase.
I don't think I got this right.
I still don't have an answer, so it's not really that game-changing.
I hope I'm right.
You can't say Alexander Rossi either. That is not a crime.
Gosh, dang it. Okay. I don't know how to spell this. You'll just go with it. Just go with it, okay? That's way wrong.
What? All right, the answer's Host said Max Chilton. Shannon said Villeneuve.
I forgot the eventually part.
Unfortunately
the
not.
Eventually part.
And then...
Villeneuve's like 20 years older than Rossi.
Frenchie and Lighting.
Yeah, I was thinking previously.
We'll gloss over that.
Not eventually.
Frenchie and Lighting both said Jordan King, which is the correct answer. Jordan King eventually made his way to IndyCar in 2018, and then with our pals Rich Energy for the 500 in 2019. Good job to you guys. It's weird because Rossi, when he was with Caterham he was a Caterham development driver, which was a green car. So shout out to Evergreen Podcast for continuing to host our podcast. We really appreciate them. You can find them at evergreenpodcast.com and at @StreamEvergreen on Twitter.
I knew where you were going.
Yeah, it's going to be less and less obvious each time I do it. You'll hear no one knows in the F1 episode tomorrow, which is the first time I did it. Anyways, got that plug out of the way. Next question. What CBS reality show did Rossi make an appearance on?
Oh, is that what this is called?
It is not Villeneuve.
It is also not Rossi.
What is the name of that thing?
Nor is it Jordan King.
I hate you guys.
It's also not Rich.
Although that would be an awesome reality show.
What, the adventures and misgivings of Jordan King?
I can never tell if Frenchie knows the answer or not, because he just has this like slight smirk.
He's
face. Very good at this.
He's just trying to
it
psych
was
us all
chef,
out.
Top Chef, Shannon.
He wasn't Top Chef. I just can't think of the fucking name.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd love to see an IndyCar Top Chef.
I don't know, Host. We're going to need a ruling on this one. French, Host, and Lighting said Amazing Race. Shannon said Greatest Race? Amazing Race, period. Some effing race, period. I don't think we can allow that, unfortunately. She's also cackling right now. She's dying.
Some epic race. They're changing their name.
That's gonna be the episode
seriously.
Title. IndyCar Trivia. So.
Yeah, You're do welcome. That in like little quotes. All right. Well, you might need to pitch that to CBS before that gets scooped. But unfortunately, you got that wrong. So everybody got that right. So Lightning's at 11, Frenchie at 10, and then Host is at 6 over Shannon's 5. Still some intense battles. Last question on the Rossi round. Which year did Rossi start 5 F1 races? And everybody's a winner with 2015. Lighting, what was the team?
Manor.
Were they Manor?
It was called both. It was Manor Marussia. I think they went through like a period where it was one, then it was both, then it was the other.
Who's Manor now? Like who? Like
They just died.
They never bought out or anything.
No one, I think, bought the. Didn't Haas didn't buy their assets, right?
No, I think their assets are still sitting in a warehouse somewhere.
Because they had a 2017 car just sitting there.
Didn't they have a Ferrari engine deal too? It's just one of those amazing failures.
Yeah, and then Bianchi was gonna go to Ferrari at one point, and it seemed like everything was gonna like turn a corner for them, and all just went south real quick. Through three rounds, we're halfway there. Lighting's at 12, Frenchie 11, Shannon is at 6, Host is at 7. I don't know why I read that backwards. Next category is Kart in the 1990s. Where Host was 40-something years old.
Okay, all right, fair.
All right, next question. One of these words doesn't belong. I want you to tell me what that word is out of these four. Five, sorry. Panos, Penske, Lola, Swift, Reynard. Which one of those is the outlier?
Every time Frenchie puts his phone down, he does the thing with his hand where he just like makes the L shape and covers his mouth with his index finger. Like, yeah, I got that.
But I'm still one behind you. All right,
so we have answers of, yep. We had answers of Host said Swift, Shannon said Reynard, or sorry, she actually said Reynard.
I'm typing with one hand, just I'm over you.
Not proficient in keyboarding, heard. And then Frenchie and Lighting both said Panos. The correct answer was Panos. Panos did not produce a kart chassis in the 1990s versus the other four mentioned did. So the scores did not change as far as Lighting is still leading Frenchie by one. Frenchie, you think you're going to get one
fingers
back on
crossed.
The
Yeah, if I give it to him.
All right.
That's what she said.
Oh, now he's just talking shit over here. Next up. Which team did Alex Zanardi make his IndyCar debut with?
Wait, you said IndyCar debut, but we're talking kart.
Okay, Shannon, what team did he make his kart debut with? So the answer submitted, Shannon said Penske. Host said Newman Haas. Frenchie and Lighting said Ganassi. The correct answer is Ganassi.
I don't even know why Mike and I are here.
Well, 1 point each, but hey, you guys are doing. Host is doing better than he normally does. I will admit.
Frenchie vehemently agrees. That was F1 trivia when Frenchie wiped the floor with me.
Was it when we did negatives? Because yeah, when we got to like Final Jeopardy or whatever. It was rough. Who was Bobby Rahal's teammate in his final season? We've gotten to a point where Shannon is no longer shouting at me, so I like that.
Matt, let me know when everyone's answers are in.
Everybody's answers are in. Do you have something on the wall that tells you this?
No, not in this room. I don't. All I can think about when I like think of this, though, is Danny Sullivan yelling, and he almost takes out his boss, and then he's backwards in turn 5 at Road America with another car on top of him.
Oh, Baron. Correct answer was Brian Herta, 1998 in the Shell car. Host said Michael Andretti. Shannon said Alexander Rossi. French and Lighting both say Herta.
Michael Andretti paired with Bobby Rahal as a teammates would have been amazing.
That would have been horrible. Despite what you say, Shannon, I think you're adding a lot of value to this.
It's funny. At this point.
So we got a clean sweep going on so far. I think Lighting's on an 8-in-a-row streak here. Well done to you. You're sure right about this. Next question. We all know that Kevin Magnussen made his debut based on our earlier trivia question and or if you were paying attention this year. But his dad, Jan Magnussen, made his debut in 1996 in kart. Who did he make his debut for? Which team?
Ah! Whew.
The struggle is real over there.
We're so silent in these thinking parts.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.
Hey, lighting, you know the rules.
I didn't know if I needed to clarify.
I took your first answer. Well, technically, second answer is wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, take my first one then.
I will. That's the rules. So, host said my team. Is that an F1 game reference?
No.
Or just like you, Shocker
exactly.
Motorsports. Shannon said Haas, and I say Haas. Got that southern drawl to it. And then Frenchie and Lighting both said Penske. Penske is the correct answer. He subbed for Emerson Fittipaldi when he was injured.
Are you raising your hand?
Yes, Matt. I just Googled it, and I think my second answer was correct.
He Googled it?
You
what,
sure?
You admitted to this?
No. Like, just now.
Oh,
as,
my God.
As he started going through it.
Invalid. Hang on, let me clarify, because Penske is the correct answer, because Hogan was just like a satellite operation that season. No, Team Penske, 96,
Middle Ohio.
Okay, I
Googled Hogan Racing, and it gives me 1996, Penske PC25, Emerson Fittipaldi, Jan Magnussen.
Yep, he ran round 14, 15, and 16 with Hogan Penske, but he ran round 13 with Team Penske. He was in the Marlboro car in that round.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad I didn't type Hogan the first time, but like as soon as I...
Yeah, I would have gotten... I might have counted that wrong. So, but you did go with your first answer, so you are right, but just don't raise your hand next time. So, Lighting still leads Frenchie by one, and Host and Shannon are yet to get on the board this category. Last question. Which season did Max Pappas... So, we're looking for a year. Which season did Max Pappas run out of fuel on the last lap at Michigan, which allowed Tony Kanaan to barely beat out Juan Montoya for his first win? Could have just said, which season did Max Pappas win in? Probably would have been easy.
No.
Yeah, you gave a lot of hints in that question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I?
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Shannon said 1995.
Oh, honey.
French host and lighting say 1999. The correct answer is
1999. Before he said Montoya.
Nope.
No, because I was going to guess 2000.
Man, we need to play some bar trivia, you and me. I want to see how riled up you get in like a competitive setting.
Well,
Where we're better at. I want to watch a Packers playoff game too.
Do I get like really competitive?
Oh, so we don't have to worry about F1. Just kidding. After round, what is that? Round four?
So many.
Lighting at 17, Frenchie 16, Host at 8, Shannon at 6. The fact that you're half of Frenchie Host is actually pretty admirable. I will say.
I'll take that as a compliment.
All right, this is going to be the most obscure trivia round we've ever done, and kind of sort of a tribute to Alex Trebek, because this is kind of thing I would hear on Jeopardy all the time. So the category round is best names. And how it's going to work is I'm going to give you a clue of what their first name is, and then I'm going to give you a clue of what their last name is, and you're going to put those two together to form a name. So, for example, if I said a type of rug you find on the floor and a red mark that you would find on someone's neck, you would say Matt Hickey.
Oh my God, I'm going to fail.
I'm screwed.
Well, a lot of these are just like put the clues together. So hopefully that helps you out. All right, question number one. The first name of a famous smith and the source or means of supplying energy.
That took a long time to put that together in my mentals.
See, it's just like you gotta think it through for a second, and then you'll get it. It is not Alexander Rossi.
Rossi
I'm sorry.
Power. Her energy, damn it.
Aw.
He's like
David.
A superhero.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Bad
I was so lost.
Imagine
no,
if,
did I just
imagine
give,
if
did I just
get, he had an answer yet.
I thought he already had his answer in.
You are so bad at this. The correct answer is not Alexander Rossi, Shannon. It is Will Power. Will Smith and
oh
the
God,
ways
Will
of flying energy
Smith?
Power. So that's where this is going. Oh Second God. Question. An arachnid and the thing Wilbur's friend makes from scratch.
That one I got, actually, like quickly.
An arachnid and the thing Wilbur's friend makes from scratch. These are genuinely people's names. Like, these are legit people who raced an IndyCar.
Really? I mean, like...
100%. No lie. No lies were detected in the making of
this
category.
I mean, like, this is what makes sense to that answer, but I don't know this is a name.
Trust it. It's a weird name.
Yeah, you're just going to have to go with your gut on this category.
I miss Frenchie being on recording since he's nice to me.
Yeah. Sorry, Lighting. You didn't spell the last name correctly. I'm just kidding. So host said Shannon McBridge and French... Shannon and Lighting all said spider web, which is the correct answer. So well done. There was I don't know how many races he started, but there was a driver named Spider Web.
I only know that from Talk of Gasoline Alley. That's somebody that Donald Davidson used to talk about all the time. Yeah.
Amazing.
Really? I mean, with a name like, just wait till Stingray gets to IndyCar, then we're going to have another one to add here. Next question. In Southern terms, Rubbin is blank. And a person who upkeeps an area that grows plants and flowers.
This can't be right either. Whatever. I cannot with this.
All right, the correct answer, and I appreciate that all of you spelt it Racin, R-A-C-I-N, which is correct. The correct answer is Racin Gardner.
So close.
Another classic name. So points for everybody.
Points.
This one is going to be the only one that has only one hint for both first and last name. So you're not going to get two hints for this one. Question four. The owner of a locker at the bottom of the sea.
What?
The owner of a locker at the bottom of the sea.
Why is there only one hint? I don't know this answer.
Host. It's definitely AJ Foyt.
You know, when you're wrong, you just have to have some fun with it.
Yeah, I'm going to give away points on this one, I'm sure, because I don't know what the heck the answer is. It's not that.
So the answers we collected was Frenchie said King Midas. Shannon said Alexander Rossi, host said AJ Foyt, and lighting said Davy Jones. The correct answer is Davy Jones, as in Davy Jones' locker.
King Midas. Sticking with that.
I think King Midas may or may not, but definitely raced at one point. All right, last question of the names category. A large metal or stone projectile that pirates would use to shoot at other ships, and a profession that is used to making 13 of things instead of a dozen.
What was the first part of that?
A large metal or stone projectile that pirates would use to shoot at other ships.
Wow, it's mighty quiet.
Man, I'm unfortunately, Frenchie's the only one that got this right. So Shannon just said Baker. Mike and Lighting said Cannon Baker. And Frenchie said Cannonball Baker. The correct answer is Cannonball Baker. Because the question...
I thought the cannon question, was what they shot from.
Exactly. It's the large metal or stone projectile, implying the thing that comes out of the cannon.
Oh. Gosh dang it.
So, Frenchie, good job. Lighting, your correct answer streak ended at 14, but that was a good run. Going into last round, host at 10 over Shannon's 8. Shannon, going to need to claw some back here. And then Lighting, 21 over French's 20.
Uh-oh. So you're saying I have a chance.
No, you are not going to win, fortunately. Well, thanks to the four of you for playing, and thanks to those who are playing at home. Remember to tweet us your scores, and if anybody happened to beat Lighting's best or even host, let us know so we can laugh at them. But Frenchie's still got a chance here, so it ain't over yet. Last category is active drivers' first career wins. I'm going to give you a track in a year, and you're going to tell me what driver won that race for their first career win. Number one, and we're doing active driver as of 2021 IndyCar field, so not next year quite yet. Number one, St. Petersburg, 2013.
Oh, I don't think I got this right. Thanks for the vote. No, Lighting. you're just like, nope.
Nope, I don't even know what you said, but nope, it's not right.
Should I start going rent-free mode in Lighting? Don't overthink it, buddy.
I hope you're editing out all this dead space.
Host, who did you think it was?
I don't want to say it out loud. Did everybody? I put in Hinch, but I don't think I was right. Was I?
That's correct.
What was that, Frenchie?
Oh.
Okay.
That is correct. Y'all put Hinch. Well, who were you stuck on?
The only name
Lighting?
I can think of was Hinch, but I was like, that just seems like it came too easy.
That's what she...
That's what they always say, let me tell you.
The look on Shannon's face right before she said that.
She's like, I don't know if I should say it, but I'm going to say it.
Or the look right after, I should say, when she said it, and then she was like, oh no.
I'm sorry, y'all. It just happens.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, good job. Next up is Mid-Ohio, 2013.
Why are we in 2013 all the time?
I think I got two in a row for the first time.
Sorry, my phone likes to autocorrect.
Nuh-uh, host. You got two in a row twice tonight. You did really good in the city one. Or no, sorry, the Rossi category. You got 4 out of 5 on her. You're a big Rossi whiz, I guess. Shannon said Graham Rahal, and the other three said Charlie Kimball. Why didn't you text me two again? Sorry, I got to take your first one. Your first one said Charlie Pinball, which is not correct. Kimball's the correct answer, so Lightning's still up by one over the French. Three to go. Shannon, unfortunately, all you can do now, the best you can do is tie host. If host gets the rest wrong, and... All right, well, you're doing a good job. Next up, Barber 2015. Are you sure, host?
No. Too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
I don't think that's right.
I mean, I'm never... Even though the answers I've gotten right, I'm not sure of half the time.
Do you guys ever just look in a mirror and think, man, I look terrible right now?
Often, yes, often.
Yeah, it's...
It's really, it's not a mirror you're looking at.
So must be like some kind of carnival
on
mirror.
On camera and in a mirror.
All of our
that's a good
all
question.
Of our bedrooms have full mirror closet doors.
Oh, that was more than we needed to know, sir.
Oh,
like there's a joke to be made in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct answer is the one that everybody guessed, Justin Newgard. Well done, everybody. Unfortunately, Shannon has now clinched last place. So press F in the chat for Shannon real quick. Number four, we got two left. Frenchie's still down by one. Gonna
Come
need
on,
one
Frenchie.
Of these to be Lighting's incorrect answer. Surfer's Paradise, 2003.
And you said these are current IndyCar drivers?
They were active in 2021.
I think that's wrong. Pretty sure. I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
It's okay. It's the thought that counts.
Right.
It's the A for effort.
Which track did you say again?
Surfer's Paradise 2003.
Of active drivers is who it's got to be.
I can only think of two of who it could be.
Did you put it in there?
That's what she said.
Still waiting. I think Frenchie's is.
Everybody else just ignored
it. Oh, I sent it.
Oh, yeah, I got it now. Lighting got it incorrect, and Frenchie got it correct. Oh,
that was
no.
Only, that was the,
Lighting, who is your
the right correct
who is
answer,
your second
RHR.
Choice?
Oh.
Shannon said Dixon, host, and Lighting said Bourdais, and Frenchie said RHR. The correct answer is Ryan Hunter-Reay. Frenchie ties it.
Still hanging on to
into
West
the last. That's okay.
Yeah, you gave me that one for sure.
I didn't know. Yeah, well, A, I said it wrong, and then B, Lighting just gifted it to him. What else? What did you? Didn't you gift one other one?
He kind of gave me a big
that?
Hint for the willpower one.
And then you gave away the right. Max Pappas one for 99. Yeah, because you needed
part
it
of the
for
question,
Montoya
though.
In kart 90s. He literally raced 1 year of the 90s in kart.
I knew that he raced 99, but I was going to guess 2000.
That's not the 90s.
That's true. Yes,
maybe I wasn't listening to
true.
The question
so
that
Lighting,
much, so who knows.
The whole topic Lighting was kart off, in the 90s, just, or IndyCar in the 90s.
Well, that would have been pathetic had I guessed 2000. So.
Yes, at least Shannon guessed in the right era.
Hey.
What the category... Going down to the last one, we might. I don't know. I didn't have a tiebreaker. I might need to brainstorm a tiebreaker here. Sonoma, 2006.
First race win. Is that what we're at?
We sure are. Don't guess a year. I do have a tiebreaker in case you both get it here. I just dreamed one up.
Well, I forget that you had to go back this far.
If this is who I think this is, then. Were they active for a full season?
I call Frenchie and I just stoic. Like, no, don't even, like, give a hint.
Don't even give her, like, a certain look, because it'll give it away. All four of you got it right. Correct answer, Marco Andretti. Well done to you. All right, so here's our unplanned overtime for Lighting and Frenchie. Host and Shannon, if you just want to try to rent-free these guys real quick and psych them out or give them funny looks as they're answering... All right, how it's going to work is I'm going to give you a question with multiple right answers. You're each going to alternate answering. Oh. I literally said two sentences.
Sorry.
Looking down. He was not paying attention at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This was supposed to mean something,
I
Lighting.
I feel like Jamal Phone Williams down. In his one interview when he's like, I'll be honest, I stopped listening to you halfway through your question.
Host does that to me a lot, but that's okay.
So there's multiple correct answers, and we're going to alternate.
No, I just see that Shannon. I just saw Shannon's text. She says, makes it about Alexander Rossi. No. All right, so I'm going to give you a question that has multiple correct answers. You each are going to alternate, starting with Frenchie. The first to run out of answers or the first to repeat an already answered answer loses.
Are we saying them, not texting?
Yeah, you're going to say them verbally, out loud. All right, so we're starting with Frenchie. No. No writing. Put that away. You can't write down what he says. You got to remember what he says. Since 2001, Andretti Autosport has had 33 drivers race for them. Name them. Go.
Takuma Sato.
Hideki Muto.
Correct. You guys can just keep going. As long as I
Ryan
say correct,
Ray.
Just keep going.
Dario Franchitti.
Correct. Correct.
Marco Andretti.
Correct.
Dan Weldon.
Correct.
Ryan Herta.
Correct.
Danica Patrick.
Correct.
Tony Kanaan.
Correct.
Alexander Rossi.
Correct.
Carlos Munoz.
Correct.
James Hinchcliffe.
I'm so entertained right now.
Correct.
Zach Veach.
Colton Herta.
He looks so dreamy.
Correct.
So fun.
Stephen Wilson.
Correct.
Justin Wilson.
Correct.
Fernando Alonso.
Correct.
Lighting, did you get a haircut?
No. Michael Andretti.
Ooh.
Correct.
This is getting really hard. I may just have lost it.
Come on, you got this.
No, I may be out of answers.
We'll give you 10 more seconds.
No, I think I'm out. I can't think of anybody else.
Best guess?
I still have to go, though, don't I?
You sure do. If he gets it, no. If he gets it wrong, then you're done. You win. No. Anything, Frenchie?
No, I think I'm out. I can't think of anyone.
David Lighting, your 2021 IndyCar Trivia Champion.
Townsend Bell. Mike Conway.
Yep.
Brian Herta.
Yep.
You said that already.
Oh, it was already said. All right, damn it.
F. All right, so the ones we missed. Adam Carroll. A.J. Foyt IV. Anna Beatrice. Connor Daly. E.J. Vizo. Frank Montagny. Jack Harvey. Well, so he raced for Andretti Autosport in 2017 at the 500. So that was not, Meyer Shank was involved, but it was under the Andretti Autosport team that year. John Andretti, Kurt Busch, Oriol Servia, Robbie Gordon, Sebastian Saavedra, and Simona DiSilvestro.
You named like all my favorites in a row right there.
Sebastian Saavedra and Simona DiSilvestro?
The whole list that you just named were all my favorite drivers of the ones that we couldn't get. Yeah, I love them all.
No,
he's my favorite.
No,
I'm being incredibly sarcastic.
I was gonna say, are you messing with me?
Like Adam Carroll, who else did you name? EJ Vizo, like all these people that I basically forgot about.
Anna
yeah.
Beatrice, Robbie Gordon, like a one-off. Indy 500 one year. All right, well, that is that for trivia. So David Lighting, your champion.
You're not worthy.
Which we will have to commence this rivalry. How are you on Formula One, Lighting?
I'm okay. I wouldn't say I'm good. I'm serviceable. I'm like...
I saw that, Shannon.
Oh, no.
No comment.
She's incorrigible.
Yeah, geez.
I did not with any of you.
I didn't say anything. Fair.
Well, thanks for playing, guys. So if anybody at home, and be honor system, be honest, if anybody at home beat 25, well, so that means they got 5 wrong each. If anybody can top that, just let us know on Twitter, and Mike will text Shannon to send you a sticker.
He actually has some, but they'll never get them, so you stick in text and I'll send them.
Yes, they will never get them, but...
I got you. Or them.
Okay, thank you.
Or both.
Yeah, both.
There's been a lot of one-finger salutes in this episode.
Thank God we don't do video.
Yeah, we don't. But anyway, everybody...
I still own you.
Oh!
Oh,
oof. It's all about being a humble winner, man.
You've always owned us.
I know. Just like Rodgers, he's so humble about it.
Well, now that we've gone completely off the rails, everybody, thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.